Blog Talk Radio.
On deck, 5FC Black Moon on deck was good, chilling.
Check this out, man. Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Dipo Radio.
My name is Fat Sean. For those who don't know, I want to shout out Dipo Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan. Get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Dipo Radio.
Shout out to Dipo Radio. The kid, Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Dipo Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Dipo Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Dipo Radio.
I never drank rat monkey. All about my money, nicknames, Z3, that OG, cause jockey. Eyes bloodshot red, I'm highly medicated. A nigga still hurt cause my pops didn't make it. 7 years old, but I was taught well. Raised right, disagree, but you can go to hell. Get it independently, never strive to fail. Pop gave me a tip, now I'm tracing that money trail. I gotta get it, cause you know that pocket's sticking. Make sure that my son got a pocket piston. Me thugging, hustling, fuck it. I do things my way, you can't tell me nothing. Straight off the motherfucking streets of Compton. Easy does it, yeah, you know we still stomping. Kings of the streets, well known as it seems. To sum it up, you can call us street kings.
On trip, on bus, on my essay. From promoting to Compton, outside L.A. West Coast just can't be touched. Put your set in the air if you don't give a fuck. Hustlin', dippin', slang it though. One hit of the cushion, it'll make it jump. We run shit from block to block. West Coast nigga just can't be
when
stopped.
When they bomb them buses, honey bushman bullet, Percy and bullet, I go lunch. Ray Mata, Italy go. Pan wall pan shirt, they a puggle pan the gun, them go down. These three kings, them can't be no play. Talking no doubt, them out with one say. Experts shot them a get me 9 S10 niggas. I was me pulling off life, I go say. Coming along, talk body, you go take shot. Killer the man, some bullet rain from them stove top. It's a winning me chop shop, carrier a non-stop. It's a killer, see, killed in a me wood spot. Where some up like close on straight. Shot them good, them hot and face them clean. Mama get black, get funeral season. See what happen when pussy fuck with them street kings.
On trip, on bus, on my essay. From promoting the cops in outside L.A. West Coast just can't be touched. Put your shit in the air if you don't give a fuck. Hustlin', dippin', slang it though. One hit of the cushion, it'll make it jump. We run shit from block to block. Just can't be
13
stopped.
Years strong, now I'm on, so you gon' respect me. I'm so sick, I got AIDS, scared to catch me. I'm oh so westy, snow cones, jet skis, extra easy, but oh so extreme. Juggernaut status, do it big like fuck average. Getting green chips, broccoli and cheese, plus savage. I am nothing less than good, bitch, I'm simply great. Just act the legendary cocaine or MCA.
Extras, real walk, shit don't move till I say so. Give me 3 months, I'ma have Obama on the payroll. My pedos from Mexico, let it turn me off. Pesos, my youngest with the poor bullshit. Call them torpedoes. Slip in a handsome, I break up the head in the flat blood. All money in the bank, watch how that shit stack up. Crippin' before pimpin', please Willie nigga back up. I'm a street king, you a neon thing, I'm a
on trip, on bus, on my essay. From promoting the cops in outside L.A. West Coast just can't be touched. Put your shit in the air if you don't give a fuck. Hustlin', dippin', slang it though. One hit of the cushion, it'll make it jump. We run shit from block to block. West Coast nigga just can't be stopped.
Street King.
that bass right out right there. Of course, that was that Street Kings featuring Baby Loaf the Extras, E3, from my man Cocaine off of his album. That's just a West Coast classic. Shut the F up and cut the check. If y'all don't have it by now, you've been on a planet, some other planet or something. But welcome to Die 4 Radio. It's a beautiful Thursday night. West Side in the house, obviously. This is a beautiful West Coast night. We got E3 and Cocaine joining us. You know what I'm saying? And obviously, he just dropped a single, Resurrection of Eazy-E, which we're going to play tonight. It's a beautiful, beautiful single. It's a beautiful time right now, too, to do music like this and really kind of capture that essence. And, of course, we're going to talk about that. And we're just really going to have a blast. Actually, without further ado, I believe we have E3 on the line right now. What's up with you, big homie?
What's cracking with you, Lansky?
Oh, man, you already know. Just, you know, excited about tonight, man, because, like, you know, when I was kind of talking to Coke, and I think he just stepped in as well, it's a beautiful time for music to, like, you know, like this. And I'm just all around.
I barely heard you. What did you say?
I just said, you know, we talking with Coke earlier and, you know, throughout the week and the single coming, it's just a beautiful time to have this type of music. It's like perfect timing, if you will.
Most definitely. It's summer, you know. It's hot. And the single's hot, you know what I'm saying? So you're right. It's a beautiful timing right now, perfect timing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're going to believe we got the OG homie Cocaine on the line as well. Cocaine, you rocking with us?
What it do, Lasky? E3, what it do, nephew?
What's happening, Unc? What's cracking with you?
Man, we out there putting pain where it ain't. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I appreciate that for radio. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is? E3.
Always. Most definitely.
But, you know, like we were saying, and I kind of want to go straight into it, actually. You know, I think, too, it's not just that you're a son of Eazy-E. I mean, obviously, that's a big part. You know, music runs deep in your blood and all that. But when I hear this single, The Resurrection of Eazy-E, I see a way bigger picture than that. I see, you know, resurrecting the essence of what he built, you know, and not to take anything away from the actual, you know, the name, but he was so important to music that I hear a whole different thing with the song, like the changing of the tides almost.
Uh-huh. I feel it.
So to go into that, what was your inspiration personally going into this single?
Well, you know, well, we have a lot going on surfacing my father's name in general, you know, basically. You know, coming from that tree of being around my father since I was a youngin', you know, coming from being in Only If You Wanted video, the music video of my pops, you know, that hit he put out there, you know, I was in that video. So, I mean, growing up and doing what I do, I mean, basically around this timing, at least with this movie going on, I felt it was a perfect time to release that song because, you know, just based off of the resurrection and a lot of people basically, you know, not to say that they tell me and that it motivates me to do it, but a lot of people tell me I sound exactly like my father. And I just felt that right now was the perfect time in the releasing this track, Resurrection of Eazy-E. E3, baby.
Agree.
You know,
I mean,
what I'm saying? But
the resemblance is uncanny, homie. You just, like I said, it's capturing an essence again, excuse me. And substance, you know, that's another thing we talk about a lot on the show here. There's not a lot of substance in the music, but doing what you're doing, you're bringing that substance and actually having people listen to the music again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's a beautiful thing, though, because that's what it needs.
Most definitely.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So obviously, I mean, going into this, you're going full steam ahead, the single. We also, we played the Street Kings, but I know Coca mentioned that's going to be the next single.
Oh, yeah, no disrespect, let me cut you off. Street Kings, shout out to my whole buddy boy family. Free my boy Nutty Blue. You know, that's all I wanted to say on that note. Keep going and doing what you're doing. I just have to put that out there for my buddy boy fam.
Absolutely.
Oh,
but again, it's just exciting times because you know, growing up listening to someone like Coke and respecting him, gosh, to see him still excited about music and doing stuff even, you know, that he's doing. It's just, that's why I said I was really excited about the show, because I kind of see what's happening right now, and people need to catch up. They really do.
Yeah, well, you know what? Let me interject on that real quick, because I want to do more listening and, you know, let Nephew speak for himself. He three. I just want to say as a witness, as a witness, you know, it's an honor to fall in position. And this is something that we love, and he's proven that, you know, he manned up and did it on his own. He's a very talented writer, you know what I'm saying, and he's a hard worker. And see, that's what it's about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when we came and did this record together, it was just like super simple. It was like the words just fell into place. The beat was right. Big ups to Chronologic who did the beat. And it came out like it was supposed to. So, you know, this brother right here is really on his way to do exactly what his dad did. And the thing that made Eric different is that he was a businessman. You know what I'm saying? And this brother right here, we embrace him because, especially coming from the West Coast, this is a one-of-a-kind thing that I would say God did himself. To be able to see his children, all of his children, to big up to the right family, that's what it's about. So, you know what I'm saying? Salute to E3. Everybody out there, y'all pick up that at iTunes. It's burning up the streets right now. You dig? E3, salute.
Now saying that, obviously, like he said, you're a writer, and it's, you know, I appreciate your opinion, always, Cocaine. You were one of the first ones that told me, I think the first time I had you on the show, that you said, I'm in the business of music, not the music business. And I knew, you know, Eazy-E was on his business for sure. We've talked about that multiple times. But going into the artist part of it with E3, to go back, you know, what were some of your other influences to be an actual, you know, MC? And again, I know your family bloodline runs strong as far as music, but something personally growing up that you were like, oh yeah, you know, this is what I'm going to do for a living.
I mean, you know, growing up into that field of, you know, witnessing all that I witnessed, you know, most people won't know, but, you know, only I would and God would, and my father rest in peace would, but other than that, you know, I kind of just picked up on it that way, you know, listening to my pops back then and there and the whole Ruthless Records era, you know, that's what I grew up on, and that was like the main, I would say, primary focus to where my ears was because I was there, you know, in the studio, music video shoots, I was actually there. So that's what I grew up on. As I got older, you know, I treated myself to listening to the artists like Tupac, you know, like E-40, you know, Scarface, Too Short, you know, and the list goes on. I'll be here all night telling you what type of artist that I would work with, you know. But, you know, I just basically really grew up mostly off of, you know, being under my father, you know, all the Ruthless, the whole Ruthless Records era, the original Ruthless Records era, and so on.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, real quick, because I know people want to hear the single and stuff like that, but do you think that, you know, because the rap game, hip-hop game has kind of been, you know, saturated a little bit. Do you think the West Coast is on its way to bringing that Ruthless-type era feel back and not comparing anything to Ruthless, just that feeling of music and the kind of the culture at its prime?
I feel the only way we as the West would do so is if we all can come together as one on the West, and it's a lot of people out right now that don't, you know, I can say they don't see eye to eye. You know, I don't want to put people's business out there, but a lot of people don't necessarily, you know, mess around with each other as far as on this business tip and the music. They don't because of personal issues that I can't put out there, that I wouldn't want to put out there. But other than that, if we came together as one, then I would say, yeah, we have a real high chance of bringing that back. And I'm just, you know, one, playing my part and putting in my work to put in that contribution to bringing it back the way it needs to be.
And what's ironic about that is we're actually in a technological era right now where it's about 30 to, or 100 times easier to communicate with other artists, record with other artists, not necessarily have to go meet up in a certain studio, you know, with technology. And it's you know, ironic that sometimes people still don't see eye to eye, but, I mean, that's the nature of the beast of the music business. There is a lot of cons with the pros.
Most definitely.
That's what's up. Well, you know what, because we got people, you know what, I'm gonna have to blaze a single on them, man, because they waiting. I mean, we got the switchboard starting to light up. Man, people want to hear this music. So we're going to blaze this new single, Resurrection of Eazy-E. Now, like Coke said, you heard it. You can go cop this on iTunes. I'll make sure, you know, to get the link up during the broadcast as well as I'm tweeting it so you guys can, you know, buy it while you're listening to it, buy it afterwards, buy it now, share it with, you know, the link with your friends and definitely get them to download it. Compton Money Gang in the house, Buddy Boy in the house. Right now, this is Resurrection of Eazy-E, E3 featuring Cocaine, Die4 Radio. Let's go.
Hey, see you around, buddy boy.
Y'all ready for this? One, and in comes the two, to the three.
Three.
Shame on most who didn't know about me. E3, second son of a real Compton City G. Blessed to be born and raised the way I came out to be. Here to change the game, fuck all your disbeliefs. Ain't here to prove shit and I ain't got much to lose. What would I choose not to walk in my father's shoes? I'm here to stay. It's nothing that you gon' refuse. Take us all out in this bitch, I can't be defused. I'm laced up with C4, I've been ready to blow. Catching fights on the road, doing shows with my bro. Fuck the fame, cause it's gon' come with the dough. I like my paper straight up, cut the check for show. Scared of no man but Jesus, how do that sound? I was raised well, never will I back down. Only if you want it, I bet it's coming back now. Frontlining with my flow riders in the background. I'm free. I'm the reincarnation of my father, Eazy-E. E3. Compton City G. I'm the reincarnation of my father, Eazy-E. E3. Where you from? Oh yeah, that's him. Now you realize, they say I'm trying to be my pops. They all socialize, my father was the man. Idolize and criticize, I specialize in hypnotize and keep this game alive. I've been smashing, I never cease to amaze them. Every track that I touch, just know that I'm gon' blaze it. Break it down, roll it up, smoke it. Light it up, burn it, OG Kush got you choking. On a mission to get it, beyond any doubt. You ain't talking money, it's nothing to chit-chat about. No games with my family, your money, don't think it's funny. You snatched out your Judy for coach, your Easter Bunny. The industry in my scope, deep breath as I aim. Never change, stay the same, nigga, just as I came. Rest in peace, pops. They'll never forget the name. Some critics gon' hate, but I'll never put you ashamed. E3, CPT, I'm the reincarnation of my father, Eazy-E. E3, Compton City G, I'm the reincarnation of my father, Eazy-E.
Radio. Obviously, that was that exclusive Resurrection to Eazy-E featuring Cocaine. I got to ask Cocaine a question real quick. Now, obviously, being involved in that song and, you know, coming, seeing it come and hearing it to fruition, did you ever close your eyes kind of during the making of it and be like, wow, is Eazy in the booth right now? Like, I mean, that would give me...
Yeah, it's just the vibe, brother. You know what I'm saying? My boy, big up to Chronologic, you know, he's having the beat. And with the scratching on there, I got DJ King of Sashin, you know, my DJ. Mm-hmm. It just came together real nice, and I shot it to my nephew, and he did the magic on there, you know what I'm saying? And the rest is history. You know what I'm saying? That song is a hit record. You know what I mean? It's just one of them records that you get that really remind us of us, where we cut from, and that's the beautiful West Coast. You feel me?
Yep, and I'm not trying to I'm saying the voice. I think he also has his own style. Like, I'm not saying, oh man, that sounds like Eazy-E, you know. Man, you definitely flipped the words and you got the swing and everything, but the voice, there was a couple times, like I said, I just closed my eyes and I was like, oh my, like my goodness. I said in my head, cocaine must have got the chills listening to that. But
man, I tell my nephew all the time, don't I believe, I can't help it. Because I was right there, man, and I love Pops. I always will love. That was my brother, Eazy.
Oh,
you know what
I'm saying?
It's just not to get into it so much, but it's just a blessing to be able to work with this brother. You know what I'm saying? He definitely got his head on straight with God.
The feeling is mutual.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. So tell us, E3, what's new with you? I mean, obviously you just dropped this single, but I'm talking in reference, you know, going into 2015, you know, some goals, aspirations. What's going to be new in this next coming year for yourself and your team? You know, talk to the people a little bit about it.
Well, you know, I mean, I've been grinding. You know, I got like an everyday grind. You know, I gotta push only for my family and myself. You know what I'm saying? But that's just, you know, I'm just on a grind every day. I just released that single. You know, I'm pushing that. Everybody, go ahead and cop that on iTunes right now, Amazon, Google Play, and wherever else you can find it. It's out there. But I'm right now, I've just really been knocking out a lot of features. You know, a lot of artists been getting at me as far as, you know, coming together with them on certain projects, album, mixtapes, and they basically go by the business as far as getting at me being on a hit single, a mixtape or whatsoever. But I also have my Compton Money Gang mixtape that I'm working on. You know, it's not a solid date that I can say it's going to release, but we've been working all summer, but really all the beginning of this year, and we kind of like almost nearly wrapping it up, but we're still working on extra. So I don't want to say it's a solid date to put out there, but we're working on this mixtape, Compton Money Gang mixtape I got going. So other than that, I'm open to features. Any artists want to collaborate with the E3, get at me on that, and you know, we go from there. But Compton Money Gang mixtape coming to y'all soon. You know what I'm saying? So stay tuned to that. Other than that, y'all go pick up that Shut the F Up and Cut the Check album,
yep,
which I'm featured on with my Uncle Cocaine, as you all know. You just heard that Street Kings straight up. But, you know, I'm just working, man, just grinding, open for all business, all exception to anybody who want to work with E3. I'm open to that, as long as you holler at me in the right way. And I'm right here. It's the three.
Absolutely. Now, where do they contact you? Through your Twitter or, you know, for the people listening, to be able to get a hold of you?
Yeah, they could contact me on Twitter at BabyEazyE, BabyEazyE. You know, same as the Instagram, if you want to see what type of foolery I'm into. It's right there, Twitter, Instagram, email BabyEazyE3booking@gmail.com if you want to holler at me on the business straight up, straight forward. You know, I'm easily able to be contacted, especially when it comes to the business. That's just the way it is with me and my whole family tree, you know?
The business of music that we're in. I'm going to hit this 951. And everybody that's on the line, if you want to speak, obviously we're, you know, going to have some great substance of what we're talking about. Just press 1 to be able to raise your hand and definitely holler at myself, you know, Coke or E3. I 951, I believe this is my co-host, Mav 4, joining us. Mav 4, is that you?
Die 4. What's up, E3? What's up, Cocaine?
What's going on with you?
Man,
not much. Chilling. Hey, one thing I want to say to you, though. Your father, before his death, there was only one rapper that I listened to the most and was considered my favorite. That was your father, Eazy-E. When you come to my crib, to this day, you come to my crib, there's only one poster in the living room, and it's your father's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool to know that it's the you and little E carrying on his legacy and doing dope
mm-hmm.
music. Like I said, it's a great refreshing, you know, great refreshment of hearing good music. And I want to say thank you, brother, because it's like your father never went nowhere. You guys are keeping his spirit alive through your music, and I commend you for that.
Well, I appreciate all the love. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I mean, I love that
and
era, for, the Luther record era and all that stuff. And for you guys to be doing it and continue, you know, it's like you're carrying on the legacy like Dyer said, and that's great. And keep doing it. We're going to keep fucking with your music and pumping this shit out like drugs, you know?
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
And I think that's, I mean, I think that's a valid point, too, what he's kind of bringing up as well, because, again, with the name and a name that you now have established for yourself, you know, there's a whole, you know, especially, you know, I'm 35 years old, so I grew up, in an era of listening to the Ruthless eras, the Death Rose eras, everything. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of people that are our age that are going to hear you and say, oh, my gosh, that's so tight. And then all of a sudden start thinking about, like, 1990. And it
mm-hmm.
even takes the older people back, like, oh, my goodness, like, this is really happening right now. And for music, as soon as you can associate it with something in your life that's personal, the artist did their job. And I strongly believe that because I'm all into club songs and going and having fun and doing that. But
mm-hmm.
as soon as you have somebody that takes you back to where you can almost, like, hear what was going on at that time in a song that's new, I think that's brilliant right there. And you guys have captured it. And Coke, you kind of know what I'm talking about as far as, I mean, actually listening to somebody, what they says. There's not a lot of people and a lot of artists right now that you actually listen to what they say.
Man, if you got my thing is, if you got it, you got it. You know, him and, you know, Lil E and, you know, they, you know, them brothers got it. You know what I'm saying? The Wright brothers got it. And, it helps your jobs easier because, you know, we work to a standard of professionalism, and it's like you got to bring it, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And it's just a fresh breath of air to see this brother bring it and remind us how special our coast is and how special our sound is because, you know, the G-Funk type sound made, you know what I'm saying? We're all part of the branches to the root. And we all know the root is Ruthless Records, regardless. And it's like it's good to really concentrate not so much on all the energy of, you know what I'm saying, of this and that, but just to say we can do our own story. We can tell, you know, not so much of a story, but actually real. And that's what makes it special because out of that root came the integrity of where we came from, especially why we had conscious song, it was conscious to say F the Police because that was a voice for a million other brothers and sisters that was getting incarcerated unfairly. So it's going back to that substance all the way back into 2014, and I'm saying it's only a blessing from God. God could only did that stuff. It's just like the basketball player from Portland, you know what I'm saying? I forget the brother's name, but his dad was a big professional. And see, things like that are designed not by Hollywood. It's designed by the man upstairs. All we doing is just falling in position and staying humble on the rumble and put good quality music and bring us back to a time to when the whole we affected the whole world. Remember, wasn't nobody low-riding. Wasn't nobody saying F the Police. Wasn't nobody doing none of that until that man decides from Compton, California, to say, I'm going to take this woo-woo money and switch it up with the dude over here and ding, 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 and do what it's supposed to do. So it's like if Martin Luther King is the head figure of everything, you got to remember your Megar Evans and different things. So it's the same thing to translate over to Eric. And it's really royalty to me, not to talk so much, but it's royalty to hear a record like Resurrection, the Eazy-E, from his son who's standing up, taking care of his family, number one, and reminding us that we can get back to the coast to where we can get our own identity back, our sound.
Yeah. Now, on that, to go to E3 real quick, because of the standard you were raised in, the standard that you still are, you know, succeeding at right now, how do you feel? And not to put anybody on blast or anything, I'm not even saying anybody personally, but how do you feel kind of universally about the music that's actually really out there on the forefront right now? I mean, everybody is hustling. I always say if somebody's out there really hustling and making their money, who am I to say what type of music they make? But, again, there's not a lot of substance out there. So being with the standard that you come from, how do you feel about it right now?
You're talking about as far as
the music that's out in general on the radio, or just
because
your,
you know,
it's just generation. Well, I mean, you know, music is music, and you know how I feel about music. You know, I feel if a certain crowd don't feel your music, that's in their own opinion. And I'm rocking with whoever rock or whatever I'm doing. So I feel that, you know, whatever anybody doing right now, if they succeed in doing it, shout out to them. You know, if they can find a way to make things happen on their own, you know, whether they fake it till they make it, however. I mean, you know, if they're getting it, then just so be it. But I know coming from the cloth I was cut from, you know, I fall into both eras somehow. You know, I grew up into the G-Funk gangsta rap era. And, you know, me still living to this day, I still kind of collide with kind of what's going on today. So, you know, music is music, like I said, and anybody rocking with what you're doing, and, you know, you're doing the right thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm going to actually go into another track real quick. Tell the people a little bit about this track called Truth Be Told.
Okay. That's another track I have out. For, you know, purchase on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, whatsoever. You know, that's actually a track I got produced by one of my producers out in the Minnesota era. You know, he goes by Between Kites, you know, a.k.a. Lehe. You know, he produced the beat. He's also featured on the hook. He's the, like, you know, the vocalist on the song. And it's actually featured by two of my partners, you know what I'm saying, out from the Lakewood, Long Beach, L.A. area, you know, my boy Tony Flacco and my boy Kid Vicious, you know, from Soul City Advocates, you know what I'm saying? So we came together on that track, and it came out beautiful. I'm pretty sure that anybody who would hear that would fall in love with the track, straight like that.
Mr. Top of the AM, you know I gotta get it. All about my cash, niggas know about my business. That's where I'm at, it ain't never been about no bitches. Tryna stack my money straight to the ceiling, can I get a witness? I need mine and give a fuck if you don't care. Being broke ain't gon' get you nowhere. They say I never be shit, why would they go there? Mine's like mine, are so rare. Second son of a hustler, wasn't raised a buster. Money gon' get it really, cause that's a must, huh? E3, Compton and Money Gang, we trust. Rest in peace to all the real ones who ain't here with us. All great minds think alike, prosperity and longevity, we gotta do it right. But is that some of these fools choose to kill and fight? With no real purpose to do it, but all that bullshit gon' see the light.
Truth be told, break about your mold. Open up your eyes before your soul gets stole. You hear them screaming like, open up your eyes before your soul gets stole.
All my money all of my mind. Money comes, money goes, but never losing my mind. Never selling my soul, no matter how much the money. I never wanted to ever be the only reason they love me. Seattle hustle for me, I got a mouth to feed. And I'll hit them double shifts long as my meat hole eats. Real shit, true life, something like my lyrics. Never lose yourself to money just to lift your spirits. See, man made the money, money never made the man. Too many claim to know what they don't understand. Root to all evil or potential to do great.
Things.
I make my money, man, I never let it make me.
Yeah. Truth be told, break about your mold. Open up your eyes or your soul gets stole. You hear them screaming like, open up your eyes or your soul gets stole.
Got me that money, it's got me.
Spotted sex
tingling step if you wanna test me. It's at your own discretion if you got a misconception. I'll be glad to set it straight, you better contemplate. Get your cheese straight. I ain't the FDA, but bet I regulate. With that weak shit you spittin', I'll make you a demonstration. In a hurry, hit you with a flurry. Be on your head like it's my obligation. Born in a war of confrontation. Prime minister, administer the pain. My prime on my grind. Revelations of revolution against administration. Trials and tribulations. Players politicking. Nightmares and big ambition. Streets is malnutrition. It's either knowledge or dollars as your ammunition. Optimistic as much as the pocket twisted, the plot thickens. Don't let riches change the mission. Listen like a premonition. Stay positive and simple like addition.
Truth be told, break up out your mold. Open up your eyes for your soul gets stole. Screaming like open up your eyes for your soul get stole.
Check this out, bring the noise. I'm Chuck D, Public Enemy number one, and you are tuning in to Die For Radio, so do not leave this apparatus.
Die For Radio on the place to be. That was E3, Truth Be Told. I got to tell you, I really like that, homie. And, you know, my like, personal preference of hip-hop, so a lot of stuff I do myself kind of has that boom-bap feel. That kind of hip-hop feel, and you guys killed it with that. And I'm going to salute to you because that was definitely dope.
Oh, I really appreciate it. I really do. Yeah, it's a real positive track, you know what I'm saying? It gives you a real positive vibe, you know. And my boys, which are West Coast artists, they have like a slight East Coast influence, which kind of like made it universal for me, even though I'm a West Coast artist, even though I still rock with the East Coast. And the Dirty South, you know, but it was a real good track that we came together on, and I like to shout out my boy Souls from Soul City Advocates, you know, my boy Tony Flacco, my boy Vicious, you know, shout out to my boy Moto and the rest of the whole Soul City camp.
Yep, and it just shows also, obviously to the folks you're talking about, but to yourself, shows the versatility of your talent. You know, it doesn't just have to be a West Coast banger. You're able to do that, do something that maybe has kind of an East Coast feel. Like you said, go down south, you know, drop a little hot club track, this and that. And really, that's going to bring nothing but success. What is your preferences, though? I mean, I know obviously you're versatile, but your instinct going when you hear a beat, are you automatically going to hop to that the West Coast classic? Or do you find yourself looking for more beats like what we just heard?
I mean, you know, I'm open to, you know, to a lot of different type of genres of music. You know, I'm an artiste, you know, I'm a three. So it's a lot that most people might not know, you know, basically coming from my tree, you know, gangster rap, you know, people don't, that's why I say I grew up into the gangster rap era and I still fall into the new generation. So that's what kind of makes me a little versatile as far as doing what I'm doing. And it just gives me that all around sound that I feel that I can draw a lot of attention with a very large crowd, you know, because it's not just one type of sound. Because you know, some people don't really necessarily all the way in rock with gangsta rap, you know. So it's like, why not tie into, you know, into the whole, you know, the whole world, which is, you know, to where somebody can fall relevant into what I'm talking about, you know. So I just feel like I fall into both generations, to why it makes me, you know. It makes me over excel, possibly, some may say, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, how did you feel? This is actually a question I had a lot of people ask me to ask a lot of people, a family right now and everything, but how did you feel about the whole hologram thing, even with, like, Pac and just not just necessarily E, but just that whole kind of explosion in technology that they did? How was your first reaction about it?
Well, I'm glad you actually asked me that because, for, you know, some people don't actually know who took part into coming together as far as creating that hologram, and that was my family, which included myself, my brother Little Easy, and my sister Erin E.B. Wright. You know, we were actually the DNA of the hologram. You know, basically I was the voice. My brother, he was the movement, and they went by using my sister's face as far as coming, you know, with that visual image of my father as far as the hologram. But we were the DNA of the hologram, which they canceled. But, you know, we rocked out on the West Coast. The West Coast was kind of the only ones who was blessed to see that, and it didn't make it to the East Coast area to where the East Coast couldn't see it. So, you know, only people who really was able to see it was over here on the West Coast. And it's just sad that it wasn't able to make it to the East Coast due to, I guess, you know, the artists. I don't know, but I know they didn't continue to do it on the East Coast. But we were the ones who were included as far as being the DNA of the hologram. So we were the ones who put that together.
That's really good. And actually,
shout out to Guerrilla Union and Rock the Bells too.
Yeah, and actually, I'm glad you said that because I was actually curious about it, and I read some things that kind of said, you know, that afterwards, you know, that you guys were involved in it, but I didn't know how much, you know what I'm saying? So I was actually really curious myself. So that's that's just a beautiful thing. Not only did you get to rock it, you know, at least once, which is huge, but you guys were part of the DNA. So that is a beautiful thing.
Right on.
That is a beautiful thing. Now, Coke, how did you with the hologram thing? I mean, what did you think? And obviously,
I mean, it was all
great. Beautiful thing,
it was on point, brother. It was on point. I mean, you can't get much on point than that. You know what I'm saying? It was something that, like Nephew said, we got a chance to see that hologram and that magic happen, and, you know, that's what it's about. You know, technology is crazy when you can use it like that, you know?
And it felt so good because I was actually there to witness it myself. You know, it felt so good to actually hear how crazy the fans out in, because I only attended the one San Bernardino. I only attended that one, and just to actually sit there and watch it from, you know, kind of the middle, the best view I can actually see it at with my older brother Lil Easy. We actually sat there and viewed it from the middle, not even up close, but to hear when after he performed and to hear my voice and how the fans interacted when he started talking, which was myself, but, you know, as far as everybody would think, it was a hologram, you know, which is my father. But just to see how crazy, and just to feel that how crazy everybody went, it just only made me smile. I damn near drew tears, you know, because it was like, damn, I'm really looking at my father, but I'm really looking at me, my brother, and my sister, you know, and it's like, damn, you got to look at it as, you know, this is what we did. You know, we kind of drew this loudness of the crowd because we were the ones who participated into becoming the DNA of that hologram. So it was just like I was on stage, you know. I feel good about it.
That's crazy. And my father passed away when I was 15. And
wow,
I just was thinking about it too. You know, I couldn't imagine. Like you said, even though it's your voice and this and that, but you know, you got caught up in the moment as like the crowd too. You were watching
your
pops again.
Yeah, I felt like one of them. I was one of them.
And I couldn't imagine.
Like everybody else.
Whew. See, that's what I'm talking about here on Die For Radio. Real talk, real feelings. You know, again, like Coke said, substance. Love the substance. Going on and to really actually I want to go back real quick to the single. Obviously, you dropped it on Tuesday. So far, how has the response been from your fans and people that necessarily, you know, you gained more fans or whatnot, but how's the last few days' response been?
I mean, the response has been lovely, huge. You know, a lot of people are talking about it. It's been put up on a lot of sites, a lot of blogs, you know, and I actually, you know, I'm the type of artist who really look into it. You know, a lot of people may not feel that it matters how people feel about you. I'm the type of artist that actually really go in and look at my comments, and I actually interact with my fans, you know, and actually talk back to my fans. I'm not just an artist who just rock out. You know, I'm actually an artist who actually interact with my fans. So, you know, it was just lovely for me, really.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I guess I asked that question too because we are in an era, especially when digitally, you know, you can download to something or preview it or do it in that, where everybody has an opinion. You know, everybody's on social media and everybody can get their word out there. And obviously the song is a classic. So not even intending, you know, anything negative, but just in general, I think it's going to be tremendous for the West Coast. I think it's tremendous for music to begin with. Again, because I miss the substance. I miss those eras. And it just takes me back. Like I said, I feel like I'm 15 or 16 years old again.
Right.
Man, that's crazy. I'm gonna go real quick to Matt Four because I know he got another question or at least something to holler about. Four, man, E3 in the house,
yo.
Coke in the house.
Yeah, like you said, you do tracks with any artists. Are there any particular East Coast artists in particular that you would like to work with? And second, what are your feelings towards IAM, the movie that Ice Cube is doing about the NWA biopic?
Okay, well, let me get into your first question. I would say, you know, I really rarely listen to radio or a lot of music. Really, sometimes most of the time I'm really in the studio all day long, working with my camp and doing what I do, and I somehow stumble across people's music, you know, due to, you know, a cousin or a friend who might play something, and you know, and I hear something of interest to where I, you know, I'm like, wow, you know. And I actually work with that artist, you know, and like around right, I listen to music growing up, and it's like I would do something with Prodigy from Mobb Deep, Troy Ave, you know, the list goes on. I really sit there because I really mess with music, and like I said, I rock on both sides, you know, from the left to the right. So, you know. Whatever I feel, if I'm feeling it, I'm rocking with it, you know, even if I haven't heard you. And if I hear some stuff somebody might put out, and I might feel like, well, you know, I feel like I can contribute to this, you know, make it make sense, you know, put a little pain where it ain't. So, you know, it's a long list of artists I can say I rock with out on the East Coast area.
That's what's up.
You know? I'm all around with this. I'm worldwide, baby. Straight up.
And you do know that.
And that's the thing too, is the diversity of your talent goes, you know, beyond.
Most definitely. But let me get into that second question you said. All right, you can run that question by me one more time so I can make sure I answer that the proper way I need to answer that.
Yeah.
Four, you still there?
Yeah, right here. Four's tripping.
Yeah, as far as the movie coming out.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it's dope though. I mean, like you said, it's true though. You know, if you're feeling it, rock with it.
Yeah, but you know, as far as this NWA movie, I mean, you know, it's a beautiful thing that they even. You know, decided to come up with it. You know, I don't really know too much on the movie. I know I participated in trying out for a role, you know, which was from playing my father in the movie, which, you know, I'm pretty sure my older brother, Lil Easy, you know, I actually went with my older brother, Lil Easy. We both went, you know, and we played our part in the audition. And I'm pretty sure my younger brother, Young Easy, played his part and went out to audition. But, you know, that didn't go too well. But, you know, like they say, things happen for a reason. And, you know, I just say it's a good thing that they're coming out with the video, with the movie. I just feel I hope that they can only go by doing it the right way, you know. I don't know too much information as far as what they're doing. You know, I don't have too much involvement, neither does my family, but I know that I'm hoping, you know, I wish that they at least play, you know, at least my father, right, you know, because my father's not alive, you know, and I would hate to have to view something to where it upsets me. You know, I don't like being upset just as well as anybody in the world does, you know, but I just hope that they do it right, you know, do it the right way. I just feel it's a beautiful thing to come up with the movie, come up with the idea of having it. I just hope they do it right.
Yeah, because I read somewhere that Ice Cube was thinking of putting one of his sons in the movie, but then I'm thinking again, well, why is it that they're having a debate, and why isn't Cube going to get you or Little E to play his part? And I'm thinking, if Cube does, that's some blackballing shit right there. It's foul. I mean, if anybody needs to play easy, it's either you or your brother, and if Cube's going to go that way and put one of his sons in, that's foul. I'm just saying. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I mean,
but you're right about the movie being a great thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we all feel a certain way about it, but, you know, we have no power in controlling anything as far as, you know, being put in that position. You know, so it's like, I mean, what can we do, honestly? You know, he put his son in, he's here. You know, he's alive, he's into the film industry, and I'm pretty sure even if his son did somehow take you know, acting lessons or so, he still made sure that it was going to happen. And I actually salute him for doing that, you know, because I know if my father was alive, my father would have did the same for my older brother, me or my younger brother. He would have did the same. He would have made sure someone who knows or, you know, that he would feel that would do it right, where he would put it in the movie. And no disrespect to the actor that they're actually using. You know, we actually had a conversation. You know, my brother actually took him under his wing to try to go for us, you know, coaching him as far as the role. So it was, you know, it's a positive thing, but, you know, I just, you know, like they say, things happen for a reason, and we weren't included as far as being that actor to play the role of our father, which, you know, a lot of people are upset about, but, hey, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
I agree.
What's up?
Everything happens for a reason. I mean, we'll see how it turns out. I definitely think it's definitely a good look. I really respect what you said, E, honestly, because you don't really have control over it, but you're taking the blessings with the blessings. I mean, these people are making, you know, a movie about something that needs to be made. So, and people need to, especially with the younger crowd.
Right. A lot of people don't know of an NWA. Sometimes when, you know, I may go out of town on the road and on tour with my older brother, Lil Easy, and we kind of like dual shows, and it might be younger people there, and we kind of explain, because we interact with our fans, and we kind of talk to them there. They never know, you know. They be like, well, hey, Easy E, I don't even, you know, sometimes they don't even know who Easy E is, and it's just like, well, you know, they were blessed with our generation of that form to get a little glimpse of where we came from, because that falls into my history. I was around when my father was doing what he was doing, you know, as a little boy with snot running out of my nose, you know. I was around, you know, so I had a little involvement in seeing what was going on and how my father, you know, wiggled around. So I kind of got a little savviness with this business.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I'm going to hit this call line real quick. 760-609-E3, Cocaine, Dialansky, Mad4, Dot4 Radio. What's happening?
What's happening? What's happening, man? I just want to give a shout-out, you know, Compton in the place to be, Comptown, Oceanside. It's your boy DJ Fast, and big shout out to E3 in the my dog.
What's happening
E3
with you,
man?
What's
I'm posting like
DJ?
A man, I just want to congratulate you on that new single, man. I want to thank you for having me a part of that, doing the scratching on that record. It means a lot to me, just like when I did scratching for your pops, Easy E. You know what I mean? So
I just got to
take my hat to you, dog.
I appreciate you doing what you're doing, because, you know, without that scratching, it wouldn't be as icy as it is, you know. If you wouldn't have did that scratching, it wouldn't, you know, a lot of people like that feel when a lot of DJs draw into that scratching. A lot of people feel that, and I only can appreciate that you even blessed my track with the scratching, and that's much love from the three.
You know what? It was a motivational track when I heard it. When I heard you sound so much like your pops, it was like crazy, and it's like the real resurrection of Eazy-E right here. He's living through you, man, and I could feel that, and I felt it through the song. I felt it through the energy. That's why, you know, when I did those cuts, it was crazy. It was like everything was perfect. It was, you know, a heaven-sent situation, man. Everything just came in cue, and, you know, a big shout-out to you and Coke for having me a part of that, man. I love y'all, and Compton's in the place to be, Oceanside. You know how we do it. Keep it right.
Most
I don't
definitely.
Want to the interview. I just got to give that shout-out. You dig?
That's right. Yeah. Much love to you, Assassin, most definitely.
Salute to you, my G, and salute to the scratches, because there's nothing
I like better than scratches, but scratches on West Coast music, so salute to you and everything that you do, and really appreciate you taking the time to call up Dot 4 Radio tonight.
And see you. One love, y'all. Peace.
We got another caller. Go down the switchboard a little bit. I got a 951-335. Actually been holding for a little while, finally getting to the caller, Dot 4 Radio E3. What's happening with you?
What's up? This is Actor right here, sounding off from Riverside. I was just calling to check in, see what's good. I respect the West Coast thing, you know what I'm saying? You know what it is. That's what's up. I just want to check in and say what's up, you know? But for sure,
most definitely appreciate you calling in, homie.
Fuck yeah. Baby Easy, Little Easy, Easy. That's what's good. That's what's up. I don't know. That's
most
basically
definitely.
It. I just want to check in. You know what's up? All right.
That's right. Shout out to Riverside.
That's what's up. All right.
Most
appreciate
definitely.
You,
all
homie.
Right,
thanks for calling in tonight.
That's what's good. All right, late.
All right, homie.
That's what's up. So, I mean, you know, people obviously all around the country feeling the single, feeling everything that's going on, feeling the presence of not only West Coast hip-hop, but just the culture of it cycling back. Any last words or anything to these people, anything I forgot? I'm going to go to Coke in just a second, but anything I forgot to mention? I did with everybody you're working with right now, but you got Compton Money Gang.
Family right there, all family. That's all either my brothers or my father's nephews, you know. So that's all Compton Money Gang right there.
Mm-hmm. So like I said, give, you know, last shout-outs to the audience, the listeners. And, again, anything, you know, my apologies, I forgot. You know, the floor is yours.
Oh, most definitely. You did me well. So, but, you know, I'd like to, you know, shout you out most definitely and Dot 4 Radio. But, you know, most definitely shout out God, the man above, you know, my whole family, all my fans that support me, you know, that push me to do what I do, you know, that includes my family and my fans. So, you know, I just consider everybody as a big family. But, you know, I just like to shout out my whole family, really, my whole family, my fans, my, you know, my friends, you know, the few that I do have, you know, because I consider everybody family. So, you know, just a big shout out to everybody, and everybody go cop those singles that you heard on Dot 4 Radio tonight. You know, on iTunes,
yep.
Which is, you know, E3 Resurrection Eazy-E featuring Cocaine. And, you know, go get that Truth Be Told, you know, featuring Lay Hay. You know what I'm saying? My boy Tony Flacco and Vicious out of Soul City Advocates out of Lakewood. So those both on iTunes. Y'all go cop that and y'all holler at me, man. I'm around. I'm always open to holler.
That's what's up. Man, before I let you go real quick, too.
And before you let me go, I want to shout out my Uncle Cocaine, who's still on the line with me. You know, I kind of left him out. I didn't want to leave him out. Most definitely, I appreciate Cocaine, you know what I'm saying, for rocking out with his young nephew.
All the time, nephew. You good, brother. You good.
You know, most definitely, huh?
Good, man.
And I
got to
give
what I'm saying? The rest. You know, our thing is we put pain where it ain't, buddy boy, CPTMG. This
really,
is three.
Really though. Oh yeah, I'll be on the lookout for Compton Money Gang and Cocaine. You know, Cocaine on the hook, blessing the young nephews. It's coming. You know, I'm probably sending it to him by the night. He don't even know it.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely danger.
You know, it's coming.
Thing, like I said, it's just exciting times. I'm blessed to be a part of it. You know, I'm blessed to be. You know, I've actually, you know, had the privilege. I know I met you real quick, E, at Cocaine's album release party, just real quick. You know what I'm saying? I was out there kind of networking, doing my thing, but definitely got, you know, a chance to meet it. But in the last year, definitely got a good chance to get to know Cocaine and know what a good inspiration he is just in life in general, you know, beyond the music world and everything, just a good person to know. So I know everything you guys are doing is just going to be unbelievable, and I'm just blessed to be a part of it. And salute to you. Obviously, you have a home here at Dot 4 Radio. Anytime anything's happening, you know, we'll make it happen for you. And I really appreciate you taking the time as well.
And I appreciate y'all, man, most definitely.
For sure. And before we let you go, could I get an official E3 Dot 4 Radio drop from you so I could chop it up, make it sound pretty, and get it on the airwaves, my dude?
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. You know, you rocking with the three.
Go ahead right now. I can get it from here.
Okay, yeah, it's your boy E3, second son of Eazy-E. Rest in peace. You know, I'm rocking out with Dot 4 Radio. Y'all tune in and stay in here with all the nice really real news and real music out there in the world. Really, though, much love from the three.
That's what's up. Pocaine, you got any last words, my dude?
Man, I just want to give a shout-out to you, Di Lansky. You know what I'm saying? You've definitely been part of the Buddy Boy team movement, and you know what I'm saying? Big ups to the Wright family out there, Mama Wright. God mm-hmm. bless you, you know what I'm saying, Lil E, the whole Wright family. I want to give a shout-out to my nephews, the Compton Money Gang, the whole mm-hmm. Buddy Boy movement. Y'all know what it do. You know, Justify, Baby Low, Kanisa, GD, Truth, the Brainchild. You know what I'm saying? We here, you know what I'm saying? And HK out there doing your thing, man. Just much love. Go ahead and pick up this single because, you know, like I said, it got all the elements of where we come from. And the good thing about music, you know, that it ain't where you're from. It's where you're at. That's what Rakim said best. And, you know, that's what we want to keep it in. This is E3, Compton City G. You know what I'm saying? Resurrecting up a real one named Eazy-E. You did go pick that up. It's cocaine amount. But boy, Compton, money gang.
Boy.
Salute to both y'all. What a privilege. And on that note, I got to go back to it. Rest in peace, Eazy-E. This is
really
the resurrection of Eazy-E featuring cocaine E3 live on Dot4 Radio. Let's go.
Hey, motherfucker.
See you around, buddy boy.
Y'all ready for this?
One, and then comes a two to the three.
Three. Y'all ready for this?
Shame on most who didn't know about me. E3, second son of a real Compton City G. Blessed to be born and raised the way I came out to be. Here to change the game. Fuck all your disbeliefs. Ain't here to prove shit and I ain't got much to lose. What would I choose not to walk in my father's shoes? I'm here to stay. It's nothing that you gon' refuse. Take us all out in this bitch, I can't be defused. I'm laced up with C4, I've been ready to blow. Catching fights on the road, doing shows with my bro. Fuck the fame, cause it's gon' come with the dough. I like my paper straight up, cut the check for show. Scared of no man but Jesus, how do that sound? I was raised well, never will I back down. Only if you want it, I bet it's coming back now. Frontlining with my flow riders in the background. I'm the reincarnation of my father, Eazy-E. E3. Compton City G. I'm the reincarnation of my father, Eazy-E. E3. Where you from? Oh yeah, that's him. Now you realize, they say I'm trying to be my pops. They all socialize, my father was the man. Idolize and criticize, I specialize in hypnotize and keep this game alive. I've been smashing, I never cease to amaze them. Every track that I touch, just know that I'm gon' play. Break it down, roll it up, smoke it. Light it up, burn it, OG Kush got you choking. On a mission to get it, beyond any doubt. You ain't talking money, it's nothing to chit chat about. No games with my family, your money, don't think it's funny. You snatched out your silly fur coat, your Easter bunny. The industry in my scope, deep breath as I aim. Never change, stay the same, nigga, just as I came. Rest in peace, pops, they'll never forget the name. Some critics gon' hate, but I'll never put you ashamed. I'm the reincarnation of my father, Eazy-E. E3. Compton City G. I'm the reincarnation of my father, Eazy-E. E3. Where you from?
Nobody is got it, I'm 100% legit.
I can't say enough about that record. Man, incredible. E3, cocaine, resurrection of Eazy-E. I still got cocaine chilling in the house. What's up with you, big homie?
Man, that was, man, a beautiful interview, fam. You know what I'm saying? That was, that's big ups to E3 again. You know what I'm saying? He did his thing. Very intelligent brother. And you know what I'm saying? I can say this with confidence. That brother going far. I tell you that, Jack.
Yeah, I believe it. I can hear it. Like I said, I really meant it when I was listening to the song, not when I aired it, but, you know, when it came out. Like I said, I closed my eyes and I kind of, you know, was a fan again and said, oh, man, when Coco heard this, he must have just got chills. And not that that's the first time you'd ever heard that, but I'm just saying it. I mean, it captures an essence, and that's the beautiful thing about it.
Yeah, the cake was put on there. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to Chronologic. You know, my overseas dudes, they know how to do that. Some of that coldest G-funk. And Assassin did his cold scratching on there. That's their real elements of the hip-hop duck stuff, but resurrected. So when we put this, when we had this pound cake, I just shot it to him. And Nephew put the icing on the cake. He put the frosty on the cake. And remember, the pound cake would have tasted regular, but it tasted sweet when E3 put that frosting on it. You dig? And did his thing. So we all knew. And, you know, big ups to Hutch. Hutch was at the video. All the people came and showed up. We had LBC card there. You know what I'm saying? Shaka shot the video. We had Badass. We had Half Dead. We had Big to the Boy come through. We had Justified, our JM Music. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of, like, elements there. And we was just looking at each other like, man, it's like, on the real, when I heard them records on me, nothing make my hairs come up outside of whatever's involved in the family and God, number one. When I heard this song, certain songs give you chill bumps. And
yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. That song is one of them ones. So, you know, it's an honor to continue to get out of here. We ain't celebrating until we cross the finish line. We understand it's a lot more hard work to do. But it's always good when the team, you know, especially us as Buddy Boy, we work hard. You know, everybody has a powerful position, and ain't nobody coming to the Buddy Boy camp as just an artist. No, you coming as a boss already. It's just the stuff that you acquire, I'm going to help you put pain where it ain't, and you're a boss. Because when you make people out of potential bosses or the bosses that they are, then you allow chip baskets to be, you know, spread it around and spread the love. And, you know, it ain't no gimmick because first people, you know, they say, what angle is this coming at? Nah, this is real talk. And what's bigger than all that, Doc Lansky, is that I don't care what time of day I get on the phone, I can say prayers with every individual, you know what I'm saying, that's on this team, that's a part of this team. And it's a blessing to be able to talk to Brother E3. And he hold up his head and he said, I'm ready for the interview. But before he went on the interview, he went to Bible study. And see, that's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? It's just like God is really controlling this thing, fam. So that's why it was an honor to be a part of that, being able to look mama right in the eye and fam and be connected to all they brothers and sisters. And big ups to Lil E, and, you know, and Eric and them, and just the whole family, homie. It's about that getting together. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing but, like E3 said, a big family reunion. We all family. Once you know what I'm saying, we knock down certain walls with ourselves. And not everybody's going to accept it, yeah. You know what I'm saying? We clash out there. But in the end, if we put aside all these old childish-ass things, you know what I'm saying, and just grow up, we can move in the right order. So that's what Buddy Boy Compton, Money Gang, JM Music, Bangola, the whole camp, you know, Buddy Boy is the mecca. And we just, you know what I'm saying, we embrace each other. And that's something that really makes a successful team, is that they're selfless, not selfish. You know what I'm saying? And we all know it takes a long time to get to where sometimes you need to. But the good thing about it is that we love the challenge because we know the challenge comes from God. And when it comes from God, you don't worry about being impatient and interfering. You just like to enjoy the work. And see, messing with Young E and messing with all my artists that I have, praise God, and big ups to my queen, vice president of Buddy Boy, who does her thing. You know what I'm saying? And my son who do the graphics, just the whole team, you included. It's a lot of our constituents out there that's rooting for this because it's something that is cut so much different dealing with this E3 situation in particular. And that's what it's about. I want everybody to feel this. Without force, some people got to force feed stuff down people's throat. But when you hear this E3, or you hear movement from the consoles, Jamaican Money Gang, Lil E, all these cats, you know what I'm saying? E3, you know, just the whole thing, Buddy Boy, Justify, Baby Low, True, GD, my daughter, whatever thing that we coming with is God. You know what I'm saying? And you can't lose at the end of the day. So the song makes sense. It's the resurrection of Eazy-E, and he's resurrected through the whole Wright family because that's the only ones that can really resurrect Eazy-E.
Yeah, of course. And I got to ask this real quick. Obviously, your faith is so strong. And everybody listening to Dafo Radio right now, obviously, I talk about it every episode, but check out Justified and Cocaine on Sundays on Dafo Radio from 2 to 4, Mafia Radio, Men of Faith in Action. It's a beautiful, beautiful day to just listen and hear people's testimony and hear people's struggles and hear people's, you know, when they're doing good as well. So I love the show. But someone like you, and you're probably just going to say your faith and your faith in God, but I got to kind of ask. You've seen all the highs and lows, including living through someone like E, you know, unfortunately passing away, and you know, but just the really bad sides of the business and the highs and lows. What really kept you focused to really stay in the game? Because you could have walked away, Coke. You know, you didn't.
What I got out of Eric is just resilience. Never compromise and give in. Continue to fight. Things happen. Ain't nobody perfect, but you still continue to believe in yourself and what you got going on. You can come from Pomona and feel proud that you from Pomona in this year and putting it out there. You know what I'm saying? He allowed us to be us because he's the first person to put Pomona on. You know what I'm saying? Long before things came, Eric seen that, and also it was contribution to Laylaw. You know, Laylaw was a contributing part. If I didn't meet Laylaw, I would have never met Eric. And that's just being real. So it was a combination of things that we all gravitated and learned from Eric. And it's certain, even though, you know, certain pockets and truths is not really told, we take that type of insight and really push that line for what we're doing. And this is how we push that line. Sometimes it gets to the point to where you can't fight Hollywood. You can't fight this. So we don't need, we need less emotion towards the energy that we don't even, it's like pissing in the wind. So it's good that brothers like E3, Lil E, the whole Wright family, Laylaw, you know what I'm saying, all these cats, DJ Speed, Tootie, rest in peace, DJ Train, rest in peace, KMG, Dooley. You know what I'm saying? The whole thing, L.A. Dre, we were a part of learning. Even Dr. Dre, Yella, Rand, we were all part of learning that from Eric. You know, everybody on Ruthless. You know, J.J. Fad, Blood of Abraham, Black Eyed Peas. You know what I'm saying? With Stefan, it was Kid Frost, it was Brownside. Everybody learn above the law. Everybody learn from that man. And it's like, where would I be? How would I respect him just because he's gone, because he is in heaven? How do I respect him if I don't do right by that legacy? So without trying to do so much, because, you know what I'm saying, it's not for us to do so much. It's for us to continue that and enjoy doing what we're doing, because it wasn't nothing like it. I mean, I tell you that when, hey, I was young Coca, wasn't nothing like it. I'm trying to tell you. Just spectating it, first coming in, and it was like, I ain't even going to lie, it was like Disneyland. Like, wow, man, here I am. I ain't never seen that on that scale. And it just taught me a lot. And, you know, that's why I always honor that brother, not with lip service, but just to do right. Whenever I can, you know. So that's what Buddy Boy position is, and is to really go ahead and continue the legacy, because really it's a throwback from OG Rufus, to tell you the real. You know, that's all it is. You know what I mean?
I kind of had a chuckle today because I think it was you. You had shared from 98 a XXL cover with Goody Mob. And, of course, we just had Big Gip, you know, on the show on Sunday. And I look in the corner of the cover – and it said above the law right there.
Oh,
I just thought that was kind of ironic, too, just because, it's amazing how just everything comes into fruition. I mean, again, we're blessed. And I'm about to play that Justify Blessed as well. We've been talking about how blessed everybody is. And big shout out to my dude Justified. I got to throw that out there because
dude
been in so much in the last year and a half.
Hey,
and
man, big ups to that. I love that dude right there. That's my little brother because, you know, he gets a lot of pop shots just real quick, not to throw you off. And I don't know, no one gets strong as that brother. You know what I mean? It's just you got to be really prayed up and really a child of God. So, you know, for people out there that really don't know what time it is, be careful because you could be throwing stones at a real child of God. And brother's a child of God. And this new single he got coming out August the 5th, I'm blessed. Man, it's going to be to every church it is, fam. He's going to be sitting on that TBN Day Store just, you know what I'm saying, to be able to use his influence in the community and take it on a broad scale. That's our whole mission. And, man, it's just an honor to have him part of the company and all these cats, man, E3 and Justified, DJ King Assassin, Big Meezy, the whole camp, and, you know, TSB, Baby Locus. See, y'all know who y'all are. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing. You see what I'm saying? It's something else. Yeah.
And I tell you, you know, and I'm not going to, you know, obviously the people that know him knows what he's going through and everything, but to go through what he had just gone through in the last, you know, we'll say 2 years, really, but year and a half or so, I wouldn't be making a song personally called I'm Blessed, and it is amazing to see him do what he does. And I'm not I'm in the best way I can. Like, I would have a hard time going in the studio and saying, man, I'm about to make a song to motivate people because guess what? I'm blessed. You know what I'm saying? And that just shows the type of dude that Justified is because I would tell him as a man right now, I'd be like, I don't think I could do it. Real talk.
Yeah, he's a blessing number one, you know what I'm saying? And everybody love that cat that's a part of the camp. We really brothers. Because our thing is those that pray together stay together. You know, that's what it's about, you know. And if he can do it and saying I'm blessed, and y'all know the story, Brother Justify, you know, you shouldn't complain about nothing. It's nothing for you to complain. Get your thumb out your mouth and you complain. And that video, you know, August the 5th, you know what I mean? We need some music like that as well. I mean, it's going back to the substance. You know, E3 talking about it. You know, substance in that. And going back to, you know what I'm saying, Justified. And even other single that we have, you know, OG Mitchie Slick right now. You know what I'm saying? Time Goes On. That's another song with substance. You can shake your ass to it, but at the same time get a message. You know what I mean? So I'm just, you know, a witness. That's all I am, a witness, and we all witnesses that no matter what, if you believe in God, I mean, you can go from being down, you know what I'm saying, having issues for God just taking everything around, taking all your burdens and let you become a success story. And people wonder how we move. You know, it's not that we're trying to be perfect and never want to be perfect. It's just that God is providing provisions for the whole camp. And I want to take my responsibility and do something and share it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it's about. We, you know, we got to get out of this narcissistic attitude that we all need it by ourselves. It's not about that. The greatest leadership is the one that's the biggest helper. And, you know, we all like that. The same things in me, the same things in the whole camp, same thing is in you. You know, you got to give a fuck sometimes and come back down to reality to know that, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, it's a reality to go ahead and be a part of the blessing instead of just being blessed.
Yes. That's real, real talk, homie. I don't think anybody could have said it any better. You know what? And obviously we can rock out and everything, but I really want to drop this for this people. Do you have anything else to say real quick before I bless them with this blessing?
Man, I just thank you for allowing me to say a mouthful because I try not to forget everybody. You know what I'm saying? You know how it is. Shout out to the Buddy Boy Camp, you know, Money Gang. You know, shout out to my trues from the West. You know, just Dialasky, you know, DJ King Assassin came on here. You know, the whole camp, August the 5th, I'm blessed. Come out, come into a church near you by Justify. Go get that E3 right now. It already done came out in August the 1st, right before Justified thing came out. We dropping Street Kings so we can give a little bit more oxygen to the new album, Shut the F Up and Cut the Check. That's it, y'all. Stay prayed up. Be blessed. Much love. Big ups to Dialansky. Salute.
Appreciate you, homie. You know we fam, so we all good. This is just the beginning, like, you know, this is just the first few steps of our success, homie, so you already know what's popping.
Yes, sir, man. The conference call on Monday because we finna break this record, you dig? Let's
keep. Let's do it. Until then, we blessed, man. Big salute to E3. Big salute to Cocaine. Buddy Boy in the house. JM Music in the house. Compton Money Gang in the house. Die For in the house. Mafia in the house. Men of Faith in Action, y'all. Let's do this.
World West Media.
Yeah. All right.
Feeling real blessed.
All right.
Let the pen and the pad do the talking for me. Let my praise let the world know who's walking with me. Move by faith, not by sight. Stay calm in the storm, cause it's gonna be alright. I know he won't bring me to it if he won't bring me to it. I just thank him in advance like I already knew it. He already done so much, I'll never give up. And I never confuse me being blessed with good luck. Gotta call it what it is and give him his props. Never take for granted all the things that I got. I might be laid on my rent, but I got me a spot. And at least I'm not homeless and pushing a cart. And even though my whip ain't brand new off the lot, I thank God that I'm dipping and I ain't gotta walk. It's always somebody worse and working with less. When I wake up in the morning, I know I've been blessed. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed. I woke up this morning feeling like a blessed man. Peace that passes understanding, so I don't stress, man. I thank God for the grace that he gave me. And if it weren't for him, I'd be going crazy. Too much of a hustler to be lazy. Never ceases to amaze me when I think how daddy raised me. And he planted that seed. He told me always trust God for whatever I need. Read scriptures to me and taught me to pray. He knew if I happened to stray, I'd come back one day. He was promised that. And he kept that faith. Still didn't give up hope when I caught that case. So it didn't seem strange when I came home changed. And I never went back and went harder on these raps. And now I'm at the top of the game, one of the best. And favor reigns fair, I know I've been blessed. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor reigns fair, but I know that I'm blessed. I told myself I'ma let the song cry. Bring a message to the world, let us ask ourselves why. It is like it is, kids having kids. Too many Brendas having babies, it's so crazy in this biz. Lord, tell me why you sent me, how could I be a blessing? Wanna know the world's listening, and they judging my profession. My confession keeps the question coming. I ain't trying to be a saint, I'm just trying to put some paint where it ain't. Never believe when they say that you can't. Gotta keep the faith and believe, and don't give in to the hate. It's never too late, in fact, you can start today. Start to pray, let the old you wither away. What can I say? I'm just a man like you. I go through the same things, but one thing remains true. What can I say? I'm a man like you. I go through the same things, but one thing remains true. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor reigns fair, but I know that I'm blessed. Already know that I'm blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor reigns fair, but I know that I'm blessed. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor reigns fair, but I know that I'm blessed. Already know that I'm blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor reigns fair, but I know that I'm blessed.
All right. Yo, this is the Mecca Don CEO Smooth, and you're on Die For a Radio, baby. Holla at me.
What's up, y'all? This is the RAS KASS, saying that from the West, taking it to your fucking chest like breath, and you are now tuned into Die For a Radio. You know what it is. Right now, this is A-Plus from the Mighty Hieroglyphics, the Soldier Mischief crew. From now till infinity, we on Die For a Radio. Check it out. Anytime you can speak your mind and hear some hip-hop from a head that's really going to tell you how it is. A-Plus in the house, 93 till infinity, Die For a Radio. Much love.
This is your boy, Pimp Type, MJ, MJG, you hear me? Die For a Radio.
Check it out, y'all. It's your boy, Payne, putting it down for the world-famous M.O.P. One time.
Mic check one two. Check this out, man. Recognize the voice. This is them boys. Taking Steel Smith and Wesson. You listening to the number one station, Die For a Radio.
Check it. This your man, the original Dirty Rock Scoundrel, Jay with the Damager, and you rocking right now, Die For a Radio. You know what it is.
For radio and a place to be. And speaking of blessed, I got my dude, Matt 4, on the line. Matt 4, is that the first time you heard that Justify song?
Actually, it is. It is the first time I heard it. And that's a great track right there. I got to play that one. I got to play that one on the Terradome, you know? That's a hot track right there.
So going through what you just really went through, and obviously the people know, you know, and then knowing what Justify's been through, I guess I'm saying it, you know, in a selfish reason, like, you know, but you just went through a very traumatic experience, and you probably pretty much feel you're blessed right now.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I was close not to make it, you know? Okay, it was a bad situation.
I put it on everything. I put this on Die For. I put this on SD, my kids, the whole thing, homie. I was live on the air when I found out about your accident, right? Lupe had sent it to me through a Facebook message. I was not even halfway through a show, and she was like, Four was in a very bad accident. I don't know what's happening right now, you know, but there's a chance that, you know, he's not doing well at all or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Very simple, but was like, wow. You know what I'm saying? And the whole, obviously, you know, impacted me tremendously. The whole time, the rest of the show, I was like, this is crazy. Like, I don't even know what to do. Like, I need to go to Riverside tonight. And I messaged her, and she was like, no, he's got surgeries till at least this day. And da da da. I was like, well, I'm here. You know, what do you need me to do? And it was like, man. Like, I didn't know what to
That's
do.
Crazy.
I mean, it was... I didn't even know how to run the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, and what's weird is you've been on the show before and have not been on the show before. You know, whether you were handling things for work or whatever you were doing. So it's not like it was my first show without you, and all of a sudden I didn't know what to say to people. I didn't even know what songs to play. I was, like, trying to make conversation with people, scrolling through our whole list on the switchboards, trying to figure out what to do. You know what I'm saying? And it was just a blessing to see you when I did. When I saw you, though, when I went to the hospital after that, like, second day, I saw you and I was like, all right, we're going to be good. We're going to be okay. You know what I'm saying? But it took me to see you to really kind of shake it. And even though you just started therapy yesterday, for the people that don't know, but as soon as I saw my dude, I was like, okay, you know, we're here. We good. Long way to go, but we good.
Yeah. Yeah, and as on the topic you say about being blessed, I am, because like yourself, you know, I got friends and family that come, you know, that love me, they show support, they showed up, you know, and it's a blessing to have people on your side when things are down, you know. And you already know me and you already know, you know, what's up with me and you know that, you know.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. I'm going to go to 707. We got a 951 on the line, too. 707, what's happening with you?
Riverside.
707, what's happening with you? They might have a mute. I think that's the man himself, Todd Davis. Todd Davis, are you rocking with us?
Where's Mr. T?
I don't know. Man, I don't know. You know, we got a special guy on the line right now too that just called up, and let me see real quick. 707, are you there? 707. DG. I don't know what's happening with that. Either he's got it on mute or something. I'm gonna put the homie on the spot real quick. I got a 951 caller. 951-237. You live with Dyer Lansky. Who we speaking with?
Hey, this is Billy Bear.
We got my homie, speaking of blessed people, my G, Billy Bear, Riverside homie in the house. Dylan, you talking to the homie John DeHall right now.
Yes, sir. What's going on with you fellas over there, man?
Oh, my God.
I mean, I hear you, my boy. I hear you, you know. I'm just right here kicking back. You know, ain't nothing changed with me except for what's in motion, you know. Just blessed to hear you on the radio, my boy. You know, we all came a long way from where we've been, so it's just good to hear your voice, you know.
You as well, my homie, you as well. And it's been a pleasure. Obviously, we go back a long way. We all do, really. But to hear your positivity and to hear your voice and the things that you are doing out here right now is, you talk about blessed, man. I'm blessed to just hear news and hear your state of mind and hear you doing your thing.
It definitely is a blessing, you know. I mean, it's all how you apply yourself in whatever you do, you know. And you be my boy, you know more than half the stuff I've been through, and you know, just getting through it builds character. So I'm cool with that, my boy. I love you. Next time you in Riverside, you definitely need to stop by. That was my bad on the last one, you know.
All good. It's all good. You know I'm going to be there, homie, no matter what.
Yeah, and if you need me to come down there and shoot a few lines, you know, I'm always with that.
Yeah, let's get it. I can't wait. Yeah, I don't know if you knew. As far as Foiling goes, man, he was in a bad car accident, broke both his legs, both his arms, was in the hospital for 2 months. He's out now at his house. Started rehab yesterday, and we on our way up. And obviously, you know, knowing Carlos and everything that we do, Four's going to be able to do his thing, but definitely another traumatic experience that we were talking about, in case you hadn't heard, that everybody's just blessed, man.
Yeah, and it's a great feeling, my boy. And all I want to do is just, you know, shine some of that light on all my people, you know?
Yep,
that's
absolutely.
Right.
Homie, I really appreciate
you
taking
the
time.
Who else on the line with us, Dar?
I'm gonna go to this. I'm gonna go to 707 and see if he's there yet. 707, what's happening with you?
What's up, fam?
Woo! You know who we speaking with?
Mad Forty and Mad Four in the building, huh?
Now, and Todd, the other gentleman on the line is my good homie I grew up with, and just recently came back to us just this year. Know what I'm saying, but I grew up with this dude, one of my best friends in the world, and John. At that same time, this is one of my good business. This is basically my business partner here with me and Mad Four on this whole Die Four experience. His name's Todd Davis. So y'all are meeting for the first time, but both y'all is family. So you already know how it goes down.
Todd,
nice to meet you,
pleasure,
homie.
My boy.
Nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure on my half, you know. Yeah,
I normally
yeah.
don't talk on the phone, but tonight I was feeling inspired, so I was texting Dyer
really
like crazy, like, okay, let me get online while I feel this way.
Bro, I'm on the same page. You couldn't have said it better myself, you know?
Yeah. No doubt.
Let me ask you something, bro. If I ask you to walk a mile in my shoes, you going to stop and give me a beer?
I need a beer, too. You going to stop by and give me one, too? No, I'm just kidding.
Hey,
no,
boy,
but yeah, real talk.
That was actually a girl's pickup line at the bar, you know, and it worked.
Okay.
Hey, it's a pleasure,
Todd.
Look,
I'm going to tell you, this is a big Riverside family right here. Like, we all went to high school. We all went to high school together. John was... Obviously, I knew him in high school and everything like that, just because it's kind of a small Riverside community. But he's also was best friends with my cousin Christine, growing up and everything like that. So it's like a real small community. But I've been fucking around with John. John used to rap on the microphone when he come down L.A. We had a homie back in the day that had a little mic and shit like that. Our homie, ex-homie, should I say, Sid.
Yeah.
But it's funny because you get John going, like he can really rap, and it'll be a dude that never will rap ever again besides if he's just in that situation at a studio or whatever it be. But John, just to let you know, I still have those freestyles from the year 2000 you came out here?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I got that
freestyle. Thousand Oaks? Thousand Oaks.
In Sherman Oaks.
Sherman Oaks.
But we went down to Hollywood and Highland.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I vaguely remember I do remember headed.
So I'm always forward thinking. So we need an album from John, right?
Yeah, we could put it together. You know, they say three minds think alike. You know, and since we all on the phone right now, we might as well get that in motion.
Yeah, you might as well. That's real.
I mean, I'm blessed. You blessed. Together, we all blessed. So. We might as well make something happen, you know. I'm always up for something like that.
Mm-hmm. And I got a good announcement for the people real quick. August 15th, y'all, look out for the first premiere issue with Die For Magazine. And it is a digital print. The people that want to actually buy prints of it, let me know. You know, it's a pre-order, and I send it out to you, so that's all good. We all wanted the digital prints for a little bit. Obviously, the cover story with PMD from EPMD himself was down in L.A. just this last weekend, went and caught up with him. But other than that, you know, we got interviews with Raekwon, Feral Monch, Immortal Technique, Roxy, Souls of Mischief, Zion I, Vinny Paz, The White Crows, which is Mr. Long and Razzcaz. I mean, the list goes on. It's definitely going to be a dope issue to hip-hop, a dope, you know, staple in hip-hop. And now my dude Billy Bear's back in the mix. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen.
And we got the Raider Nation coming out, so that's always going to pump them out, you know?
But, Todd's up there in the Bay. Todd's up there holding down the Raider Nation up there.
Okay, Todd.
Yes, sir.
Last place again.
Hey.
Last place is still places.
Man, I can't talk shit. My Lions are sorry, but I love them. I don't give a fuck. Fuck y'all.
He said the Lions. Hey, Colt Eagles, you ain't even lying.
Hey, but I was saying, when was the last time the Raiders beat the Lions? We all
think
Al
Davis was alive.
That's how you go, Zooby?
Oh, shit.
Hey, but
you know what's crazy though,
last place or not, you know, we come from the underground wherever we at.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. Hey man, but it's crazy talking to like I'm having a good time right now and honestly, John, I know you just came in. We had E3 on earlier, which is Eazy-E's son, okay? And we had Cocaine. I don't remember Cocaine. He used to do a bunch of books for Ruthless and everybody back in the day and Above the Law and all sorts of stuff like that. But there's some things he really sound like Eazy-E. Am I wrong? And I'm saying, like I told him on the show, he does have his own style. I mean, actually, he has like more swing and puts more syllables in than Eazy-E ever did. But there was a couple times I'm like, damn, that sounds like Eazy. And the thing that was refreshing, he wasn't trying to sound like him. That's just his voice.
Yeah.
What do you think, Forrest? That's a pretty dope track, The Resurrection Eazy-E.
No, that's just banging. That's just hot.
And John, I'll make sure you get the track. They just dropped it on Tuesday. It's called Resurrection of Eazy-E. It's String Cocaine. It's a dope track, dude. It's a dope track.
Yeah, right. I know my opinion
ain't weighing heavily on everybody, but I think you give a little bit more props than he deserves as far as, you know, the second coming of Eazy-E, right?
Yeah.
say was, I didn't exactly say that. It does sound like easy, but at the same time, with all, it's all we talk about on my show every time we air, with all the bullshit out there, look, that track, that's a dope West Coast track.
Yeah, it's a dope-ass track, but I think a lot of people are going to get caught up in, like, comparisons, and I don't think it's fair to him because he is an artist in his own right. It's like any other artist that comes out with a song that might have, like, a legacy behind them, like Whitney Houston's daughter, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think it's fair. So I don't think
– I agree.
I agree
with you 100%.
Yeah.
But is it okay? But if it's marketed that way, then what else do you do? And you as a publicist, and John, a little history on Todd Davis, he's been a publicist in this game for 25 years. He's done interviews with all the lates and greats to, you know, everybody. So he's been in the game before the internet, actually physically interviewing people, being a real journalist and everything. So he always comes from almost a non-music standpoint. Like, you know, I don't... Like, not necessarily even liking the artist, but not hating him, coming from a straight journalist standpoint. So he's always going to bring up a good point like that. I agree with you, Todd. I don't think it's fair to him, but they did name the track.
Hey, man, let me tell you guys something, though, man. Hey, you know, I've been in prison 15 out of the last 18 years, and there's some hella fire rappers in there, man. I mean, you hear them in there, you know, when you're behind the wall and shit. And that's where the real rappers are at, you know. And they end up rapping about some real shit, you know. I ain't saying real rap, but it's been that long. It has, my boy, you know. But that's neither here nor there. I heard some pretty bad motherfuckers in there, you know.
Yeah.
And I agree with you too. I think because, too, the part of what hip-hop, the culture of hip-hop is, it used to come from a lot of pain. And I think that's, and I talk about this, and Todd's going to make fun of me right now, and I don't give a shit. But I say on my show, I come from an era where you heard an artist, okay? I've been blessed to do so many interviews, and so I've got to know some of these artists. But I grew up in an era where I wasn't doing interviews as a teenager, but I would listen to their music and felt like I knew them because of what they said. Now this newer generation, like, you really have to find a song, like, from them to kind of know who they are. Otherwise, everything you're hearing on the radio or iTunes, you have no idea what these people are really about. And I'm not even talking realness.
It's a carbon copy of another copy.
No, because your single that has to be successful is successful by sounding like the previous single instead of being different and unique. So saying that, what you just said, the thing with artists in there – they're really talking about something, John. They have something to talk about. And I think, you know, regardless of what the artist is, they're hungrier when they were broke. I don't care who says what.
Oh,
I can say that with interviews. Real talk.
When they was borrowing with Top Rock and shit, no?
I mean, Dyer,
I'm going to tell you something that you obviously probably know, but I'm going to tell you. When I talked to Easy Mo B earlier today, he said exactly that. He said exactly what you just said. As far as artists today are stuck in the past and they ain't putting out nothing new, but as far as what you were just saying right now, he said exactly that. I'm gonna send you that little MP3.
Yep. And Todd, you know, Easy Mo B, really, this dude's a legend.
Yeah, what's up?
I mean, dude's a legend.
But
I
had a lot of East Coast classics.
Yeah.
Man, you ain't
lying. He produced my favorite song from. He produced my favorite rapper was Biggie. I mean, obviously you don't care, but I'm just saying my favorite rapper was Biggie. My favorite song was Party and Bullshit. He produced Going Back to Cali. Easy Mo B produced for Tupac and Biggie both. Not a lot of people can say that. And I talked to him at 12 noon. Me and Easy Mo B chopped up for 45 minutes.
Hey, Todd, that fool Biggie says, they get shady, we get shady. Dress up like ladies and burn them with dirty 380s. How you going to fuck with Biggie? You know?
That's what I'm trying to tell Dyer. That's what I'm trying to tell Dyer.
No, we got to get in this conversation. Dyer, that argument could go for hours, and we're in a room,
I'm telling you.
Dyer, listen. You know what I love about Tom saying that?
We could go on with hours and disagree and agree, That's a tough
one. Dyer be hating on Biggie. I love Dyer, but he's hating on Biggie.
No, Biggie, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. Give Me the Loot is one of my favorite hip-hop all time. Come on now, dude. One of my favorite tracks. But one thing you don't know about John is, John, you grew up, you, like, punk was your favorite shit really growing up. Not say you didn't like hip-hop. You were universal.
Man, I'm bringing it up as far as you just laid
a Biggie verse, and at the same time, you love punk and Voodoo Glow Schools and that whole thing growing up. Your music, you know a lot about music, all different genres. John had a mohawk and all sorts of shit growing up.
Oh man, I mean you find good music everywhere, you know. Especially when like you said earlier, when you just find that song that just really just fits you, you know? Especially in the moment. You know what I'm saying? Like T-Pain got a lot of songs to find you in your moment and shit like that, you know?
Oh boy, he didn't
want to do that. Hey Todd, are you messing with Redman?
Redman's my guy, yeah. Definitely.
Oh man, that's my boy right there, you know? Muddy Waters.
I feel like Redman, from a musical perspective, hasn't really gotten his just due, but Redman's my guy.
Man, that's what
good
we said. Good dude.
What's up, guy?
I was just going to say, you know, I'm going to have to send our Redman show to John, because that was a great show. We actually had Redman on the show, John. What actually happened, we had him on with a couple other people. It was supposed to be on a Tuesday, because I normally aired on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Yeah. And you're talking, you know, and Todd is my witness. Red's a good dude. He says he's going to do something, he's usually going to do it. But it was a no-show, no-call. And I think, Todd, you talked to him like a couple hours before, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm on my way to this corrupt shoot in L.A., but I got y'all. No call, no show.
He calls Todd
first thing in the morning, like my homie. The video shoot went crazy. The cops showed up. They started pulling out this and that and da-da-da. And it was basically just like, what can I do? We had talked about doing a Wednesday episode, but it was like on Monday that we talked about doing a Wednesday for like the next week. And we kind of pitched it like, well, you know, this is really the first time we're doing a Wednesday show, you know, for Die 4 Radio, so you want to be the first one? He's like, yeah, I got y'all, whatever you want to do. And we're like, well, we, you know, didn't really schedule any guests yet. He's like, I got you guys for the 2 hours. So Redman rocked with us for the 2 full hours. There was like 100-something callers, I mean, and he rocked out the whole fucking night with us. So I'm going to send you I'm going to send you the link. And what's funny, I found out something about Redman that a lot of people didn't know. Asked him about future endeavors and what he's trying to do. And he was like, well, a lot of people don't know this about me, but I have a huge foot fetish. And we're like, okay. And he's like, so right now I'm in the market of designing open-toed heels for women.
Money.
Real talk.
Money. You got foot fetish.
So,
that's crazy.
Foot fetish.
Hey, y'all, hey, I'm sorry to cut you off, but hey, I'm about to call it a night because I got to get up at 6:30 and go do this physical therapy, and then I got to go see my doctor. So I want to shout out, you know, the Die 4 Radio. Shout out to the listeners. Shout out to my brother, my partner, Guy Lansky. Shout out to Todd Davis. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to John DeHaro, back in the land on his feet. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to E3. Shout out to Cocaine for rocking with us. And, you know, shout out to the haters, because we need them to motivate us.
Exactly. All the time.
Hey, Mad, what's up, buddy?
What's going on?
Hey, AZ, man. I mean, AZ. I'm stupid. Cormega, he apologizes to you more than anybody else. That's what he said.
Hey, that's big. Hey, I understand. I mean, they're busy guys, especially with the new album that dropped. I understand. Shout out to Cormega. He's still in my top 10. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. If you're picking Nas, I'm picking my Cormega. I'm out of here, y'all.
Die for Radio. Shout out to David Donatsky, John DeHaro. I'm out of here. Peace.
Peace.
That's what's up. That's what's up. But, you know, we're getting towards the end of the airways. Obviously, Matt Ford's going to do his thing. John, I got to shout you out. You know, I appreciate you, you know, coming through. I got a little surprise for you, so don't hang up. Todd Davis, obviously,
okay.
I have to talk to you later, so fuck you. But you know what I mean. But,
hey, man,
John,
it's just the ultimate feeling being able to share this time with both you fellas, you know, and listeners. It's finally just nice to get out that cell, you know. The system ain't no joke, and when you have this time right here to embrace it, I mean, it's lovely. I appreciate you, Todd.
Yes, sir.
My boy.
All right, so hold on. I got a little surprise for you, homie, so don't go nowhere real quick.
Okay.
But this is Die 4 Radio. Shout out to Cocaine. Big shout out to E3. Big shout out to the whole team. Die 4 Mad coming soon. Die 4 Productions. Todd Davis, my dude. John DeHaro, my dude. Billy Bear. Check this out. This is for you.
Yo, this is Redman in the building. Of course. Geller House, of course. Jersey in the building, of course. When I'm riding around in the hood, smoking on that dower, of course, I'm turning it real loud. My bud and my marijuana is real loud. But you know what else is real loud? Is that Die 4 Radio. You motherfuckers is loud. So if you got one rolled up, you got your seatbelt on, of course, and you're lighting a fatty, tune in to Die 4 Radio. Red Man in the building. Y'all smoke one. And may Bud be with you. Let's get it. Die 4 Radio.
If you find a bag of weed on the floor, motherfucker, what the fuck you gon' do?
Pick it up.
While I crack a cold back to keep the hoes in check, the double S best cigarette, the discotheque.
Uh-huh.
Sit back, relax, and while my squad kicks back,
uh-huh,
and tap your man back and be like,
you see that?
Ah, yes. Coming from the north, south, east, west.
Uh-huh.
Hold your nose and take a deep breath. Recess,
uh-huh,
we bless.
Uh-huh.
Mike, three times a day, three times a night. It all equals, subliminal, sequel. Strictly laughing,
uh-huh,
at MCs.
Uh-huh.
Lyrics for years that run more than 10 deep. Niggas be like, ah, he changed his style up. Shut the fuck up, you're still the dick rider. It's 96, so get with it. Keep that back in the day shit when that other squad was hitting. Listen, must we forget, I originated all that wow shit. That row shit, that jump up and ready to fuck shit up now shit.
Brick City
is where I get down, kid. Peace to all my Buddha smokers on print. Fuck what you heard, Brick City run shit. BPP got the glass in Jackson. Jeff Squad always got some fly shit on deck.
Say what?
Got some fly shit on deck.
Say what?
Got some flash shit on deck. PPP got the glass and check. The Death Squad always got some flash shit on deck. First of all, MCs be on my ball straight up. Pubic hairs and everything, lick the whole plate up. Bay Area, roll up your Las Vegas. To all MCs, I love it that you hate it. Drop skills that might send windshield flashes. Vassal Patterson, JC and Hackett. Zach, step uncorrect and get blackened. The assassin, find the MCs by the Jasmine. I don't choke guns, I choke fun. While you still puzzle how my antidote runs. Your whole vocabulary's played out. Admit it, still whack if it came out my mouth and I spit it. You remind me of school on a Sunday, no class. Beating all kings down, doing over 70 in the Hyundai. Blast, give them a good reason to open out. Nobody got the red shook. Been the window ever since the doctor said push. Death Squad skills make it hard to overlook me. That's why the hardcore promoters still book me. You shook, G.
Word up.
If you see a bag of weed on the floor, motherfucker, what the fuck you gon' do?
Pick it up.
If you see a bitch passed out on the fucking ground, what the fuck you gon' do? Ride the dick of these real MCs. We pull joints like Spike and blow crews to debris. Then we fire cheese with a half a pound of dope MCs. We bag for cheese just to get weed. Smoke Indonesia, I'm milky like Mad Knees. 07103, rest of car D's.
guzzling court for sports of all sort. Nonchalant spark Buddha on the front porch at court. F-U-N-K-D-O-C, S-P-O-T, fill a solo type remedy, then freeze. Ha ha, where was I? Oh yes, sipping on Cristal with fingers up your bitch dress. Don't play close, cause jealousy make folks act low. Another nigga smoke from impression, second guessing, my verbal weapon, to let it spit. 16 bits, come equipped, and I still walk around with the hooked up Motorola flip on my hip. Fuck the government, drop shit. It's a microscopic topic. How I stay more bit than McDonald's arches. And uptown got the la-la spot. And badass hoes with 5411 Reebok. But still, I walk around with the grill. Cause niggas be blinded by this hip-hop shit for real. I ain't having that, I'm clapping shit. Fuck this rapping shit, I cause accidents. To any MC who wonder what got in me. To get busy, it's simply Ginger and Remy. It don't stop, Def Squad crew is hot. Filling up your brain with supreme octane in it.
Ziploc, baby.
Yo.
Killer house, nigga.
1, 2, 1, 2.
You know how you just got that good bud, nigga. You ask me what I keep it in, nigga.
I put it in a zip. Lock, zip, lock, zip, lock, zip. I put it in a zip. Lock, zip, lock, zip, lock.
Yo, yo, one thing about weed, when you hit it, you feel no pain. My drug dealer said it's that thing, had you driving it, both lanes, so I'm rolling that. Purple in the quarter sack, getting dome in the Cadillac. That's why I got a hood rat, type of hood rat to count my strap. Hit the sheets or the streets, it don't matter, I'm still black dynamite. Over the track like white on rice, nigga, alright, alright, alright. I'm for real though, smell that sativa in the air. They wanna hit my blunt, but I let them know that Reggie never shares. I'm for real though, I'm smoking more than most these rappers. My 18 smoke grade A weed, call it BA for brackets. Two hits and pass, obey the rules and you might hit it again. When we go to the spot, you pull out a knot and buy your own, my friend. Cause I'm a rider, smoking sour, keep a lot of baby powder. For them hoes that wanna get smacked by me, try it. But if you got that OG, purple, silver haze, blueberry cheese, New York diesel, nigga, I'ma buy it.
And put it in a zip, lock, zip, lock, zip, lock, zip. I put it in a zip, lock, zip.
Nigga, this runt dog. Whoever ain't feeling me can suck my dog. I'm in the big truck, middle finger up, screaming, fuck all y'all. Fuck your squad, fuck your broad, fuck your mixtape, fuck your clique, fuck your hype man, fuck your label mate. Bitch, I'm certified gangster, show you right. Even my chickens come with biscuits, Jersey fries. Y'all niggas got a lot of nerve, but fuck what y'all done heard. I put in a lot of work, so I got what I deserve. Y'all just a bunch of dick swallowers, followers. Rappers speak, y'all repeat like parakeets, mockingbirds. My heart colder than Denver in December. Mix cocaine and painkillers, and hell and pain. And the fuck a Bentley in the bin. I don't eat lobster and shrimp. I shop at Family Dollar and eat at Mama Kim. Brick City, salute me. Absolutely, the stash and the dash of my hoopty. We keep it in a
zip, lock, zip. Lock, zip, lock, zip. I put it in a zip. Lock, zip, lock,
push,
zip, lock,
banana,
lock,
zip. This for all them smokers out there that keep they shit in a ziplock. Keep that shit tight, nigga. Don't let no air get in. Make sure that shit is real tight. So when you open it, you get nothing but buzz.
This is Red Man Remix.
Die for radio. I have one more lined up, but obviously blocked. With me, big shout out to my dude John DeHarwell. Big shout out to the whole team, little red man for you. I gotta say too, I had a blast tonight. Glad my homie Matt Four is really coming back with something, and he's ready to really just do his thing. And you know, my thing with that is, again, you know, it's blessed, and regardless of what you believe in or who you believe in or whatever it is, man. I mean, just know that there's certain signs out there that show you that things are going in the right direction, but it's up to you to recognize them, and it's up to you to pick them up and say, hey, you know, I'm ready to take this risk to make myself happy rather than sit here and make myself miserable. You know what I'm saying? So on a lighter note, we'll see y'all next week. Look out for Die For Mag. Look out for the Rusty Jux Boot. Look out for the Supreme Boot Camp Click track with Dyer Lansky, Die For Productions. Until then, I'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Yo, fuck you. Yo. 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 Yo.
Yeah. fuck all y'all radio, your man Big Tigger. I'll be back, you heard? Yo, it's like 30 degrees down here in D.C. All my niggas strapped the Timbs up. Get out the puffy coats and all of that. And I see all you chicken head ass bitches at the club later. I'll be there.
You already know how we're going down.
Whoa. Get your blunts in the air and get to smoking it. And passing it around and shit. Cause this is Yellow House. Big up to them Detroit niggas. D12, Eminem, Voice the 5-9, Trick and them goons.
Yeah.
This goes out to proof, baby.
Reg Noble, roll up in the blue Volvo. I rock polo, my face like Miguel Cotto. I'm serious, pour the cranberry with the Remy. Impersonate you rappers more than Nilly Vanilli. I'm higher than a drug dealer you got your weed from. You rappers won't impress me till you learn to make an album. So quit it, fall back, cause I got the power. It's music, money, hoes, plus blunts that are sour. My name is Reggie Noble, I'm a sexaholic.
Hi,
I fuck my babysitter on my mama toilet. I'm a con artist, like the homie from D12. Niggas think I ain't strapped until they hear the shells. Bitch, I'm coming out shooting through the window in the car chase. You getting shot the fuck up like Scarface. I started rolling blunts, my mind is getting open. My pen is like Cheech and Chong, I'm still smoking.
Yo,
and when you see me in your city high as hell and I'm dancing like Diddy, I just don't give a fuck. Smoking a sour in the drop with the homie Annie holding on the Glock.
Man,
I just don't give a fuck. So if you don't follow me on the Twitter, I ain't bitter. Fuck you, nigga.
I just don't give a fuck.
When you see me on the streets, run. Cause most likely Red got a gun.
I just don't give a fuck.
I'm popping an E, but I'm looking for MDMA with a double barrel, bumping in WA. I hustle hard for the guap around any season. That's why my rims beaming where the parking meter reading. Beefing you all vegan, you wouldn't be the case. You the type to snitch the first hour, first 48. Never needed the cape. I'm a lyrical hero. Doctor, the psycho boy gave me a referral. When I form like Wu-Tang in the street with the heat of De Niro. Red man's the coolest, Reggie Noble's the weirdo. Sativa, with your wife eating a beaver. Skeet on her lips looking like Missy Misdemeanor. The dirtiest, rhymer, marijuana. Addict, the legend, icon, gorilla, classic, half alien, half bro. I'm the type of asshole to cut your girl's fake breasts with a knife big as Rambo. And when you see me in your city high as hell and I'm dancing like Diddy, I just don't give a fuck. Smoking a sour in the drop with the homie Annie holding on the Glock.
Saying, I just don't give a fuck.
So if you don't follow me on the Twitter, I ain't bitter. Fuck you, nigga.
I just don't give a fuck.
When you see me on the streets, run. Cause most likely Red got a
I just don't give a fuck.
This goes out to them Brick City niggas. Everybody that's smoking that sour diesel, put one in the air if you're smoking. Yellow House is in the building. California, ATL, New York. We all over this bitch. Detroit, you already know the business. Let's go.
Still rocking, y'all. A red man jam, a red man mix, come on.
Still step out, dress to kill. Spark the L.
What up, Doc?
What the deal? Clock the squill, the MC overkill. Certified seal of dust, 35 mil. Jumping out planes, Doc's the name. Cock the flame, back to relief the pain. Hater, itch before, dope, piss the pole. Hit the safe, a case, shoulda switched the code. Nigga, sneak a pound to cuss the drug hound. Down to rob your neighborhood wall bound. Me and my man jumping out sedan. Slapping your jaw like Sugar Ray did the red. I execute like wars in Beirut. 22-inch rims, the power shoot out the next coup. The rhythm hit him without the venom in him. Pin him, skin him with the shit. I pull out the jungle and I dog style your girl smoking a lot. I been had a demo before riding high. Buy a whip straight up, cash out the car lot. Clorox your four knocks to your car swat. Fight off your ear for a silver deer. Switch from red to roy, give you primal fear. If you don't throw the clicks in your smoke, you're wet. Phone knock death squad from the Jersey set. Wild the fuck out, smoke the fuck out, drink the fuck out, freak the fuck out, bug the fuck out, scream the fuck out, black the fuck out, act the fuck out.
Do you feel it in your body?
Shake your stinking ass.
Do you feel it in your body?
Shake your stinking ass.
Do you wanna rock a body?
Shake your stinking ass.
Do you wanna get naughty?
Shake your stinking ass.
Cheech and Chong, I'm reaching y'all. Right on me, palm, it's like the Cape on Spawn. Active frequency, trip the car along. Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit. Got moves to make, choose the date. Today you hallucinate.
smoking me out with our war, torn ghettos, opposite of good fellows, De Niro. Go to Eddie Burrow who rocked the maestro. Got your wife saying, not tonight, hello. Money talk, bullshit walk ass Chris. The Baptist, Ro Garcia's with hashes. You need classes for practice to tap this Jurassic, crap shaft, nasty ass bitch. Hot potato, drop the data. Gunja, emancipation, proclamator. Lock shit down, cock the pound.
No doubt.
As a juvenile, brought Cazals off canal. Brick City be the pros and wildin' out. Up at the mouth, get dressed like Thousand Al. Got a degree on the hash and the leak. E crash in the V while we master the P. A B's by the body, cause a low mileage. Blacker, big Jaja, Kapoor Cha-Cha. Spit something to you to turn your eyes caca. Down with the out. You're dribbling, picking up the pin again, it's riddling. Got impact like DJs who on Benjamin Cinnamon. Hit you with your thongs and your Timberland. Fuck ya, rob ya, cops say it's the beginning. Jump the fuck out, jump the fuck out. Sweat the fuck out, pass the fuck out. Black the fuck out, flip the fuck out. Drunk the fuck out, fuck the fuck out.
You feel it in your body, you feel it in your body. Do you wanna rock a body? Do you wanna get dirty?
Pepping the pew, I ain't messing with you. I'm stressing your crew, your own niggas be testing you too. Fucking with you, making your bitch unbuckle a shoe. Watching this bitch while she already know what she wanna do. She follow me home and on the way she swallow me bone. The Don Corleone, she wildin' all inside of my zone. Come on bitch, let me creep you out. Peeping you out, sneaking you out. Over to my crib, freaking you out. I ever ready now, turn up the telly, turn off the celly. The way I be hitting it, got you sweating, making you smelly. Shit funky like your mother with a stinking ass. Type of shit that I had your Aggie, you ready to blast. Maybe just hold a second and give me the chance. Let me go put my rubber on so that we really could dance. Now we hugging, you know we fucking until my nut bust out. Cardiac arrest of the pussy, you pass the fuck out.
Fuck the fuck out, sweat the fuck out, drink the fuck out, fake the fuck out, act the fuck out, smack the fuck out, fuck the fuck out, freak the fuck out.
Do you feel it in your body? Do you feel it in your body? Do you wanna rock a party? Do you wanna get naughty? Do you feel it in your body? Do you wanna get naughty?
Hey, yo, yo, check it out, yo. This is Glock Cocker, the block, the block locker. Smoother, hustler, Brooklyn, Brownsville, sex, money, and guns, nigga. You heard them. And I'm rocking with my dog, Dial Rance. Dig, Dial 4 Radio. You know what time it is, man. Turn this up, man. Y'all know what it is.
Yo, this is Mr. Long of Black Sheep of the White Crows. For all y'all cats that die for hip-hop, turn on Die 4 Radio. Get into the real hip-hop, all right? Peace.
Hey, what's going on? It's your friendly neighborhood superhero, Gene Gray, and you are listening to Die 4 Radio.
Hey, yo, this is Rusty Jukes. You already know what crime it is. Die 4 Radio. Tune in or get tuned out.
1212, you already know what it is. It's your man, S-K-Y-Z-O-O. Sky Zoo, live out the borough. You're now tuned in, logged on, listening to the one and only Die 4 Radio. Let's get to it, baby.
You already know what it is, man. It's your boy, DeFar Rod, West Coast Kings, Liquid Aficionado. You know what I mean? West up always. West really, West good. Yes, sir.
What's up with it, man? It's the MAC, y'all. Mr. MAC Mall, Mac Mall, Die 4 Radio. This is what it is.
One more for the homie John. This is a brand new Red Man off the brand new Lords of the Underground called Like a Drug exclusive. You only hear shit like this on Die 4 Radio. Come on, one time for Billy Bear. Let's go.
Yo, yo, Mr. Funky, what's good? Do it all. What's good, my nigga?
Hello.
I like this man.
Yeah, man, me too.
Red Man in the building, let's get this shit jumping off.
Jumping off.
Shot caller, dog man, I'm a rock waller. Look at the hair on my weed, call it Harry Potter. Lost in red rock planets like Bambi. Rider. Yeah, I'm the man on it. Rock like Duran Duran, boy, I plan on it. Got fans acting crazier than stand on it. Send that bitch to the moon, I rock a gram on her. So aim the cam on them, yeah.
This is your boy Razzcast.
And this is Mr. Long.
But together we are
the White Crows.
And you are now rocking with Die 4 Radio.
Shout out to Dyer Lansky.
You know, pop your collars.
What it do? This is Stickman from Dead Presidents, RBG Fit Club. Salute. You If you ain't got nothing to live for, you ain't got nothing to die for. Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit.
So I walked through the valley of death. I never got lost or took cowardice steps. I moved honorably, gained a lot of respect. Saw poverty but wouldn't trade God for success. In fact, maybe I'm too advanced for crack babies. My impact is similar to Basquiat paintings. Visually fascinated, reality rap, not the fabricated. We'll have you anxious to sell weight but fed the patient like architects building cases. The foundation is information I give it. My lyrics ain't easily assimilated. My pen is crazy. I went from living on the edge to the realm of greatness. Was willed into existence. This is continuation of skill revealed in music. We originated in places full of nap-tier melanated descendants of slaves who found ways to elevate it.
Grey's anatomy amazed with duality. I inhale, then propel through polarity. Rap reality, trapper, actor, athlete. Choose carefully, use vernacular accurately. None after me, number four is factually. I'm the core, conquistador of the faculty. Fast to see, black fatigue. Prestigious, since elites from the Masters League. Massive weed, placed on a mantle with the Jack Daniels. Ruger's rap with the wooden shellac handle. Tap the sample, approve, cop and bounce. Never announced financial, loser stop the count. Lost profound, was both in the same breath. The souls remained fresh, every dose came correct. The game was spec, hoodie on for the gone. So fuck the fake cop that shot little Trayvon.
I rap my city hard, I live for it. I'm like a shotgun blast when I'm recording. I bring down the house like Steve Martin. You can smell weed when your boy pre-boarded. Call me Delta, you can earn air miles. Tracks like dirty laundry, I air it out. Red man like a movie, I'm paramount. That's why they imitating me, like Red Al. Boy, in the club I get butted. Yellow House General, nigga don't butt in. Circle around the block, tell them I'm coming. It's no VIP, I'm in life rumming. But I kick back and roll perp up, yes. And write an ill flow when the surf's up, yes. I stay grinding when the surf's up. Hip-hop my bitch, watch how I work up.
Short nights make the days longer. Problems start to weigh on you. Gotta pray when they pray on you. Feel kinda funny when the 4 pound stays on you. You think it's much better to hustle for European luxury, American muscle. It's bricks or bread in a duffel or two long guns. Beware the letter to touch you. Thinking is it better to crush you or just walk away? Looking at your neck, put the hawk away. The pain to remain, the rain to wash the chalk away. My problems way well walk away. Swimming in the waters with the great white. On the highway, but you don't see my brake light. 7 days in a week, I'm on the eighth night. On the dark side, but I ain't bring a safe light.
Check this out, bring the noise. I'm Chuck D, Public Enemy number one, and you are tuning in to Die For Radio, so do not leave this apparatus.
Die For. See, I was a troubled youth. Most knew me by live use. It's still the same name. It's just dire is what I chose to really pursue. It doesn't matter cause the message still remains the same. I still represent for the truest to ever do it in this game. It's one love like you willing to die for. When the complications arrive, what you willing to strive for? Image in my mind of something that feels a little better. Shine amongst the sun instead of battling the stormy weather. Whatever's clever, gotta survive or keep my thoughts together. My family needs my best in this world filled of bloody terror. Politics is hazy, nowadays be more than shady. In the aftermath of these outcasts, that we more than crazy. So I walk a tough road and be like, fuck it. You gotta work for greatness up in the day you kick in the bucket. Clean nights, no toe tags, so you can suck it. You waiting on my downfall, homie, I don't even discuss.
I'm trying to keep the dirt of the dirt underneath of my shoes. Living life like I got nothing to lose. I grew up with some dozen, so I'm singing the blues. I'm bringing that real deal truth, so sing along with my tunes. Trying to keep the dirt up the dirt underneath of my shoes. Living life like I got nothing to do. I grew up with some dozen, so I'm singing the blues. I'm bringing that real deal truth, so sing along with my tunes.
You see, life's a trip every time you take that next step. How you develop from the downfall is what you're fearing next. Take a breath, cause what you have coming next is what you least expect, and that's the threat amongst the rest. I felt the emotion displayed upon my verbal rage, abuse of this mic use, habitual in simplistic ways. Something just like Mike do, I'm running Jordan plays, deadly triangle, Aaron Hernandez in his darkest days. A skill worth money, success in the realest pay, but suffer with bad news, no exchange for my talents made. I give it up, but fucking die for you, I made a bum, even before me and Matt Moore were giving a fuck. See, it's a stroke of luck, so I'm able to spread the knowledge. Music scribe, these artifacts major without the college. See, I'm blindly speaking college, signing without a speck of homage, but recognize the king is Dian Lansky through the knowledge.
I'm trying to keep the dirt up, the dirt underneath of my shoes, living life like I got nothing to lose. I grew up with some substance, so I'm singing the blues. I bring that real deal truth to sing along with my tunes. Trying to keep the dirt up, the dirt underneath of my shoes, living life like I got nothing to do. I grew up with some substance, so I'm singing the blues. I bring that real deal truth to sing along with my tunes.
That's why Dian Lansky in the house. Gotta keep the dirt of the earth underneath of my shoes, underneath of my shoes. Come on, come on, come on, come on. And that's your type.
Yo, this is the Mecha Don CEO Smooth, and you're on Die For Radio, baby. Holla at me.
What's up, y'all? This is the RASKASS, saying that from the West, taking it to your fucking chest like breath, and you are now tuned into Die For Radio. You know what it is. Right now, this is A-Plus from the Mighty Hieroglyphics, the Soldier Mischief crew, from now till infinity. We on Die For Radio. Check it out. Anytime you can speak your mind and hear some hip-hop from a head that's really going to tell you how it is. A-Plus in the house, 93 till infinity, Die For Radio. Much love.
This is your boy, Pimp Type, MJ, MJG, you hear me? Die For Radio.
Check it out, y'all. It's your boy, Payne, putting it down for the world-famous M.O.P. One time.
Mic check one, two. Check this out, man. Recognize the voice, this is them boys.
Taking still, Smith and Wesson. You listening to the number one station, Die For Radio.
Check it, this your man, the original Dirty Rhymes Scoundrel, J with the Damager, and you rocking right now, Die For Radio. You know what it is.